And in a few minutes, we will start taking your COVID-19 vaccine and pandemic questions. You can start queuing up at 1-800-423-8255. But before we turn to that panel, we want to go to Roxbury Community College, where earlier this afternoon, a mass vaccination site opened at the Reggie Lewis Track and Athletic Center. Now, yesterday's snowstorm delayed the opening by one day. But Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says the city expects to initially administer about 1,000 vaccines a week there. The Commonwealth is eventually slated to take over the site and scale it up further. Valerie Robertson is president of Roxbury Community College and joins us on the line now. President Robertson, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So take us there today. Is it busy? What should folks expect if they arrive for an appointment?
So at this point, it's not busy yet, but I think that most individuals can be served right away when they come in for their appointment, and we're happy to have them on campus.
And are you and the college actively helping manage this program, or is it more a matter of lending space? How are you engaged with it?
So we are lending space to the efforts. We're not involved in the management.
So I understand that you are mostly still offering remote learning at Roxbury Community College. And I got to thinking, would this work if you were holding in-person classes, or is this kind of a strange silver lining of the moment we're in that the Reggie Lewis Center could be used in this way at this moment?
This is a strange silver lining, and we're actually grateful to be able to lend the space to these efforts. We know that many of our students will be able to take advantage of it, and this is the thing that's in the way of us returning to full in-person classes. So we're really looking forward to our students and members of the community getting their vaccine and allowing us to get back to normal.
So I'm assuming most of your students would be vaccinated in phase three. The original plan calls for that to start around the April timeframe. Sounds like you believe this center will be serving as a vaccination site for a significant chunk of time this year.
We do. We think that it's going to last at least through the early summer months. And I do think, though, that many of our students will qualify for some of the earlier phases. Our average age is 30. And so we know that many of our students are working in essential jobs throughout the Commonwealth. So I expect that some of them will be in the earlier phases. We also have a number of students because we, not just our traditional classes, but we have classes for older adults like our sensational seniors. I know that there are a couple of women in that class that are in their 80s. I expect that they will be among the first to get the vaccines early this month.
You know, last time we had you on air, you reminded us that Roxbury Community College's students are predominantly people of color. When Suffolk University and the Boston Globe asked community members if they'd get the vaccine as soon as possible, only 11% of Black respondents and 32% of Latino respondents said yes. Do you feel like the trusted brand of Roxbury Community College and being able to go there for a vaccination may increase the likelihood of communities of color in Boston going in and getting vaccinated?
I certainly hope so. And I mean, that was part of the reason why we were anxious to say yes when the city approached us for the space. We really felt like this is a place that members of the community already have a level of comfort. There are so many things that happen at the Reggie, everything from comic book festivals to vegetarian fairs, job fairs. And so members of the community generally have a good feeling about coming to the Reggie. So we hope that this is going to encourage more people from the Black and Brown community to feel safe and secure in that trusted environment.
You said a minute ago that this is the path to bringing students back to campus. And when we did talk last time, we talked about how hard the pandemic has been on your student body. How, 6 months later, how are they doing? And is there a student on your mind who kind of embodies the experience that your young people are having right now?
Yeah, there are a few students that really come to mind. You know, we have merit-based scholarships available for students, and We had one student who didn't take advantage of her scholarship, and we called to talk to her a little bit about why. And she said that her experience in trying to balance her children's work, her own work in a remote environment was really tough, and she didn't do as well as she would have liked to. So she's obviously an honor student because she's getting that honor scholarship. And she said because of that experience, she did not want to jeopardize her GPA by taking advantage of the scholarship in the spring semester because she didn't do as well as she would have hoped in balancing that. And I think that, many of our students unfortunately had to make the decision not to attend classes the spring semester. And I think that there are even more students that have really just kind of opted out for this full year. So as I think about getting students back to school, I'm just encouraging them again to get the vaccine so that we can keep them on the path towards finishing their degrees. And for many of our students, this is the thing that's standing in the way of employment. And so it's very important for them to be able to not get behind and really, as I said, take that vaccine and come back to class.
That is Valerie Robertson, president of Roxbury Community College, where today another vaccine clinic has opened. President Robertson, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.